I just want to say, it's a special tune for your birthday. And in these station walls, and through these station halls, it's you, it's true, the best, no doubt. You make us smile, you make us laugh. You're Andrea.
Got a history on this show of celebrating birthdays late, usually about a week late. Gee, when's your birthday?
April 23rd.
Make a note of that, so we'd already be about 6 months late, 5 months late. I can't tell you, Mary Vanderbilt gets stuck with doing all the baking. When was the last time we celebrated a birthday on time?
I can't recall.
Last week.
What was last week?
It was Pam Jones' birthday on Friday.
No, but that's the station celebration. I'm talking about the failures of this show.
This show specifically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just don't think we do it on time.
March 14th? I feel like we celebrated a birthday on March 14th on time.
Was that on time? My birthday?
Oh, that was your birthday. Oh.
Well, it's also Crystal and Quincy Jones and Albert Einstein. But, you know, yeah, me.
And we're also reminded of it, like, for 5 weeks prior.
Well, that's got to stop.
Oh, wait. You're one of those people. You're one of those.
Hey, he inadvertently does it.
That talks.
I accidentally bring up my birthday occasionally. Yeah. So the reason I bring all this up is my own guilt. Because Andrea Darlis, for years, would always be the person that would get psyched for birthdays. She'd pump us all up. She'd make Mary bake against her will. She'd decorate the studios.
Yeah, she had this. We had the same birthday sign for years. I don't know what happened to it.
So I'm not concerned about the fact that Mark Carmen's birthday was yesterday, and we had a chance last week to wish him happy birthday. We blew it. Mark Carmen could have brought it up at any point, conversationally.
Yeah. Of course.
Could have brought a cake but himself.
It would be beneath him to do that.
So happy birthday, Mark Carmen, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But joining us now on the phone is a fine member of the University of Illinois staff, and occasionally still heard on this radio station, the birthday girl, Andrea Darlis. Are you ever going to forgive me?
Hey, I am not kidding you. I got so many wonderful wishes yesterday, and I was like, I have not heard from Steve Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't doubt it. I mean, listen, I apologize to you for always getting birthdays right, and on your birthday, I blew it. I'm sorry about that.
But you know what, though? Going by your track record, which was awesome, we always celebrated my birthday pretty much on time.
Yeah. Until this year.
It was on a Sunday.
Oh, now I'm officially not forgotten.
No. So did you have a good birthday?
I did. I went kayaking, and guess what I got, Steve?
I don't know.
A new set of golf clubs.
Whoa, now you're talking.
Now I have time and we can play.
What kind of, what are you swinging now?
I'm swinging a Cobra now.
Oh, very nice. You love those. Very nice.
I went back to the Cobras.
Good. They missed you.
Andre, you didn't go kayaking on the Chicago River again, did you?
No, I told the story of you when you were yelling at me when we went kayaking.
We went one time. No, it was Andrea's fault. She decided to take a picture while standing in the kayak, and we almost tipped over, and you know our shoes already stunk from the river cunt.
Well, there was some sort of media thing, right? Or was it just a general population thing? I just remember you
just
making it miserable, Mary.
I did not. You weren't there.
Right. I think Cochran and Ennett heard you from the Tribune Tower going,
mm-hmm. Sit down!
What are you doing?
Right. Some truth in that.
It's hilarious.
Hey, you know what G said this morning? She goes, oh, I can't believe you forgot Andrea's birthday. I love Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
You said that, G?
Of course. You know I love you, and I just said that I'd known you for a long time, and then when I was starting out in the business that you were always so generous and kind, when I was just a lowly field producer out in the field and working at ABC, you would be generous with, speaking to me and acknowledging me. And
oh, come on. You
seriously.
Are awesome. I remember Steve G and our friend Carmaine from Channel 2 and I, we went to a Hawks game one time. And I think you might have even set it up many years ago. And we were in the booth, and it was the first time we ever saw the dessert cart. And I think we went back, six times, G?
Oh, that was
We kept
was
going
amazing.
Back. We're like, oh, we must have missed
yes.
that.
In the sweets, yeah.
It was so nice.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm glad you had a great birthday. And since I blew it, what do you want for your birthday? You might as well just tell me what you want, and I'll go get it.
Ooh, money is no object.
Oh, fantastic.
And he always has a 20, you know it.
I'll take that. That's fine.
Oh, $20? All right, $20. When do you have another one of you?
I got to lunch nowadays.
When do you have another one of your University of Illinois people you want a blatant plug for? Just call us.
Oh, Well, the chancellor is speaking at the City Club. I arranged for him to speak at the City Club next Tuesday.
Okay. Well, bring the chancellor.
So why don't you guys all come? Yeah. Oh, I will. In fact, you know, last time I came in, I know you had something with a reunion that you were going to, but I brought you guys. I brought you a White Sox hat with an Illini logo, and I brought you a bunch of swag, but I want to say Enid took it all.
No. It's sitting
with there's Super not Joe. Much chance that happened.
No. It's sitting with Super Joe right now.
Orange goes with purple.
Andre, you miss Steve, don't you? You miss everybody?
I do. I miss you guys every single day, and I'm not kidding. And I listen to you pretty much every morning. Well, I hate this commute in now because I have to sit in the rush hour.
Well, we miss you back, but think about this. She now has to listen to everybody because she's got to get her University of Illinois people on every station. She's got to get them on TV. She's got to get them on the radio. She's got to get interviews with them. She's got to listen to everybody. And by the way, this used to be the best radio market in the country for talent. There's a lot of crap out there now. And poor Andrea has to listen to a lot of it.
You're still my favorite.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear. Listen,
you guys will always
I love
be
you.
My favorite.
I'm sorry
you.
About your birthday. I will make it up to you. I'm just not sure how.
Okay, good. We'll go to lunch soon and celebrate.
All right.
We'll go play golf.
Yeah, that's even better. All right. You've made a good chance you'll find
Happy
me on a golf course.
Happy birthday. Miss you, girl.
There you go. That's Andrea Darlis.
I can deliver the cash.
Buddy. The 20?
Yeah, I can deliver that. Mm-hmm. What you can count on me.
Don't you charge 20 to deliver a 20?
Well, we can worry about the details later, but if you just give me the cash.
She's not that far.
I've not talked to her much since she got her big shot University of Illinois job. Does she like it?
She loves it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
But she really misses you, Steve.
Well, that's nice. I miss you back. But does she like getting up and not getting up at
no,
4 a.m. or 3 a.m.?
No, she says it's great.
Yeah, of course
yeah.
it is.
Yeah. Sleeping in. Man,
this is G's,
I love that.
This is G6 day. She's already thinking about bailing.
I plead the fifth.